The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, Michigan. You're listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's Saturday morning. The sun's shining in our beautiful studios in downtown Grand Rapids. Spartan has us getting ready to throw down in our backyard. We're going to have a little of that preferred Angus this week, and Bob's going to do a little tri-tip on the grill. So it's The Grillin' Guys. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. We're up here in our backyard bunker. Command center, getting ready to help everybody get their backyard squared away and get your deck right, get your grill going, get life working for you. Because if you don't have a good deck with a nice piece of equipment on it, or two or three or four, then you're just not living the dream.
That's right. And you know what? You cannot create grill envy without a grill on your deck. So, but one of the things that you do in addition to grill envy is throw down some good recipes every now and then, and you've got a smoked onion dip that we want to talk a little bit about. Tell us about it.
I actually have not made this yet. I'm making it today, but it just sounded so good. I had to whack it out here, and I can't remember who gave it to me. It might have been one of Cowboy Rob's, but it's smoked onions on the grill. So you basically brush the cut side with some olive oil, and you sprinkle them with salt and pepper, and you leave them on for an hour or two until they're cooked all the way through. So you're going to smoke them so that they brown up and they pull in that smoke, and so that they're cooked through.
Yeah, so you can throw these on if you've got some butts or a brisket or some chicken, anything you're doing.
I'm going to smoke up a couple of Vidalias.
Uh-huh.
Because they're the best.
Oh, they are. That's very sweet, mild onion.
So, yep. Then you smoke these things up in any configuration you want. I'm going to quarter them so that I can handle them. You take about two large onions. You puree that then. So you put that in a processor and make a puree out of it. You add a half a cup of sour cream, half a cup of real mayo, and I always use Hellman's, a tablespoon of Worcestershire, and a half a teaspoon of cumin, a quarter teaspoon of cayenne. I'm going to bump that up to a half teaspoon. And then a half a teaspoon of salt.
Yeah, we'll have this recipes on thegrillingguys.com later today. But so you mix all that together,
yep,
and you chill it?
That's your smoked onion dip.
Okay.
And throw it in the fridge.
Right. Yeah. And will you serve that on like a little...
I'll tell you how it works out, because I'm thinking it's going to be something like that smoked whitefish dip, which is pretty hard to stay away from.
Yeah, it is. I made a little bit of that a couple weekends ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was. I bought the smoked fish. I didn't have any fish to.
That's a nice way to do it.
But you know, took the bones out and made the dip out of it. That one's on
the
website as well.
Yeah, that the bar down on Granville, was it 77 Granville? They have a phenomenal one.
One what? Whitefish dip?
Smoked whitefish dip. And I just talked to the owner here the other day. And I told him he's got to bring it back because they got rid of it. But there's most of these bars around here that make smoked whitefish dip. They're all buying it from like one guy who's making it, one company.
Uh-huh.
He makes his own there, and it was off the freaking chain.
Cool, man. Really good. So, Bob, tell us a little bit about, I was involved with this a little bit. We'll get back to the deck here for a minute. Buzz was in from Standale Lumber and Standale Interiors and talked to us a little bit about materials. But one of the things that's kind of cool that a lot of people put on their decks, because then you can, it's called a pergola.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about that, because you built one kind of, didn't you?
I built actually an arbor, but depending on how big it is, when it gets to be bigger and sometimes you'll attach it to your house, then it's called a pergola. If it's a longer one, so it's a walkway, it's a pergola. But you know what I'm talking about. You can call it an arbor, a pergola, whatever you want. It's a big canopy you can put over your deck, and they're very simple to build. They're fun to build because, like I was telling you in the car, you don't have to sand your joints. You don't have to, you know, it's you're cutting and screwing, basically.
Right. And the purpose of it is just to create a little kind of almost ambient shade. You're not putting a complete cover over your space,
yeah,
but
just
you're just
nicely
deflect the sun
yep,
a little
it just
bit.
Nicely so you, shades
right.
it. So I bought, I went to that self-serve lumber place there in Lowell and got a couple of 2x12 womanized. And basically cut my arch out in them.
Right.
And made my beams out of that. So it's real easy. I saw a video of it online on how to do it. And I took some cheap little 1x3s, made all my slats for the top out of 1x3s, screwed the thing together. You could put that on your deck and then paint it. You could put that on your deck. Matter of fact, if you go down to Standale, they'll even draw that thing up for you.
Right, give you plans, really help you put a little package together for you. That's awesome. Well, that's cool because that, you know, that's kind of the topper on the deck. And you can, I've seen people grow, put flower pots at the base of them and let the morning glories and stuff wind up through there.
That's exactly right. You've got to be careful when you're on a southern deck like I am, though. You need something like that. We've got that big awning back there, but you got to have something because it just gets so stinking hot you can't enjoy your deck.
That's right. Well, let's talk about some of the rules that we want to grill by. We assemble these throughout the weeks and months. People give us all kinds of great ideas, and we kind of kept a little list. But
yes, that's right. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL, and we're here each and every Saturday from 9 to 11 trying to help your grilling experience come along and get you enticed into taking chances out on your back deck. So if you're hosting, like I am today, I've got a bunch of family showing up. If you're hosting a barbecue, there's more to it than just preparing meat and telling people to show up. Everything from grilling safety to the drinks you need, it's all got to be thought through. So grilling and smoking, the most important point is how to prepare your meats, whether to go down the grilling or smoking route.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You chose smoking today, and why'd you do that?
Well, because I'm Barbecue Bob, I got family showing up, man. They want pulled pork and brisket.
Well, and there's another reason I thought of, and maybe you didn't, but this is something with the smoker. You can prepare it ahead. You started last night. We've got the show today. You can walk away from this stuff for 3 or 4 hours like we are. Your meat is on the grill right now while we're on the show.
Yep.
And it's not going to take any hurt. You can do other things. That's where I'm going with this is if you have guests coming over, there's a lot of stuff you want to do to make the experience on your deck a great thing. Mm-hmm. And one of the great things about smoking meat is it's low and slow, and you can set it and forget it.
That's right. And I'm using my good one. I'm using my little open range that's back in the backyard. I'm not firing up the big rodeo for this little job. But you're absolutely right. The best thing about, and if you've never owned a smoker, you're going to love it. Because if you get the right one, if you get like a good one, which I'm pretty hooked on, you'll have a charcoal grill and a smoker.
That's right. It's a combination.
So you're not losing out. You're not just buying a smoker. Even if you were just buying a smoker, when you put some butts or briskets, bratwurst, anything you want to put into that thing, I mean, the reaction from people.
Yep. It's a low and slow cook. Now, Bob, when smoke, let's talk a little bit about smoke as long as we're on this thought. Where does the smoke come from and how do I know what kind of wood to choose?
Did you ask me where my smoke comes from?
I did.
Why is it always a Cheech and Chong voice?
I don't know.
Another dream. The smoke is going to come from charcoal and flavor wood. So in the right kind of smoker, you're going to have a firebox, and you're going to have the ability to manipulate your smoke into a bake chamber. The bake chamber is the smoke chamber. And like with my good one, there's a nice damper that goes all the way across the chamber. I can control the amount of smoke going in there. And I can also control the amount of smoke hitting my meat by how much flavor wood I actually put on it. Because if you're using a good charcoal, you're not going to get smoke from the charcoal.
That's right. That's right. It's smokeless and almost ashless if we use the hardwood charcoal that we prefer. But so you said your flavor wood for that's almost like a grilling term. What do you really mean by that?
I throw a little chunks of peach or pecan.
Okay.
I tend to like.
So if I were driving by an orchard and I saw an old dead apple tree, can I just take a piece of dead apple wood and throw it on there?
I wouldn't.
Right, exactly. You want it. You want to make sure that it's even green wood works well, doesn't it?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Where are you getting your wood then?
There are suppliers for that. If for one thing, the problem with orchard wood is those trees have been sprayed for years, and they're probably all full of toxicity.
Okay.
So that stuff's going to come into your food in the terms of smoke. And you can get a lot of things airborne. But I would stay away from anything that's been commercially harvested like that, just because, I mean, they have to spray for bugs so much. And green, you touched on it. That's a great question. The problem with using green wood, and I see people do it all the time, is that green wood will impart a very bitter taste in the smoke. That sort of stuff turns people off. it's just as bad as over-smoking.
Right.
And we've all done that.
Yep. With our meats. Over-smoking is what? I mean, how long? Okay, let's use this cook you're doing today. You bought, 20 pounds of pork butt, which is really pork shoulder,
yeah,
right?
And I've got a 14-pound brisket on, and I've got about 22 pounds of butt.
Okay.
Okay, it doesn't matter how much weight I'm putting in there. I could put, whatever. The point is, your meat is only going to receive smoke up to 140 degrees.
Right.
So if you keep putting flavor wood on, what you'll do is you'll be piling smoke on top of your smoke. It'll be too smoky. You'll have over-smoked it. It'll be so strong with the smoke flavor that you're going to turn people off.
So when you started last night, you got the grill up to about what temperature before you put the meat in?
I had my bake chamber at 2 1/4.
Okay. So low temperature, right?
Actually, I ran it up to about 3, to be honest with you. I tend to run it up high. When I put my meat in, there's so much cold temperature there that it whacks the temperature right down. It brings me at about 2 1/4, and I dial it in and just set it and forget it.
That's right. When did you put the flavor wood on?
Right away, as soon as I put the meat in.
That's right. And it that smoke lasted for about how long do you
expect?
3 or 4 hours,
right. Probably.
So that's the point, is when that meat's cold, it'll accept the smoke, so that's when you want the smoke there. Once it starts to cook, gets to 140, the smoke is worthless.
Yeah, the smoke ring, you'll see it going in. It'll only penetrate so far.
Right. But so smoke early, and then when we got there this morning, before we came to the show, you were taking the pork butts off. How long have they been on the grill? About 7, 8 hours?
8 hours, yeah.
Right, and you wrapped them. Why'd you do that?
I'll tell you when we come back from this break.
Okay, because it's important, because there is a little bit of technique to this.
That's right.
And we want to make sure that you all get it, because yep. It's one of those things where if you don't do this properly, it's not going to turn out. So,
that's right.
Stick with us. Bob will finish up that recipe, and we'll talk a little bit about some more of our rules to grill by. We've got some man law coming up, and we're going to finish the show today with one of our Michigan-made rock and rollers, Kid Rock, and
that's
his
right.
song, Born Free.
So, this is the Grilling Guys, and we're going to teach you what Daddy didn't.
Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.